أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قلتم يا موسى لن نصبر على طعام واحد فادع لنا ربك يخرج لنا مما تنبت الأرض من بقلها وقثائها وفومها وعدسها وبصلها. As we prayed in this ayat that the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with great audacity and great insolence told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to make dua to Allah Ta'ala that they be given in place of manna and salwa the enjoyments of Jannah. They wanted the simple things of this dunya. So they said that make dua to Allah Ta'ala and make dua to your Allah. In other words, it shows a sign that though Allah is not theirs, that was also a great insolence from their side. And they asked for things that Allah Ta'ala give them, what the earth takes out, what grows from the earth. يُخْرِجُ لَنَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ بَقْلِهَا تَرْكَارِ. All types of greens. They ask for the greens, vegetables of this world. وَقِثَّائِهَا or kakri, cucumber. وَفُومِهَا or gehu, wheat. وَعَدَسِهَا or masoor, lentils. All the various types of dals. وَبَصَلِهَا or piyaz and onions. These simple things of this dunya, they asked. They were getting manna and salwa right from of Jannah, and they were getting it ready without any effort from their side. But then they asked for these lowly things of this dunya, which are also ni'mats of Allah. But compared to the ni'mats of Jannah, these cannot ever compare anywhere with the ni'mats of Jannah. And then those ni'mats that they were getting, manna and salwa, there was no accountability for that by Allah Ta'ala in the akhirat either. But they had changed this. The reason for this is when a person's mind becomes perverted like that, then he becomes so indifferent to reality. And the reasons for that, particularly it appears, ulama mentioned, are two things. One is our environment which we are found in. When a person is exposed to all types of things of this dunya, whether it is of the kuffar, etc., their lifestyle and their way of thinking, etc., then a person gets influenced by that, which is also called sohbat company. If we have bad company, then that definitely has an effect on us. And unfortunately, today our children from preschool are already in the environment of non-believers. And they are totally influenced by that all the time. And the worst thing is that in that education of theirs, what they call education, they've got open kufr also, like Darwin's theory of evolution, which is taught to our children in our schools also. Then sex education, which is so shameless, and all the terrible things they are teaching. And now with all these new things of LGBT, etc., that also is going to be included and be taught. And then, so this environment, we become so influenced of it that we forget the laws of Allah Ta'ala completely. And we are not exposed to the laws and to deen. Especially if we are not, for example, going in Jamaat, we are not associating with ulama, we are not going to a khanqah, anything of this sort, and we are just exposed to the dunya, the media all the time, the TV, and then right in our hands is our smartphone, and we are all the time exposed to these things. This is what causes it. The second thing that causes this perverted thinking is the type of food that we eat. Today we have become so perverted that we will give preference to what we ourselves call junk food. compared to good healthy food that is prepared at home. We will give preference to food from outside sources prepared by non-Muslims, preferred to the food that the Muslim wife, Muslim woman prepare at home. We will prefer that outside food. Going to eat out, we will prefer that instead of eating with respect and dignity at home. So this perverted thinking has overtaken us. And Allah explains all this in the Quran Sharif of the Bani Israel so that we take a lesson. Our dressing, etc., our children's dressing, everything, our whole lifestyle, holidays that we go for. Today it is a great thing of prestige to have a bride, for example. And that also is not our style at all. There is so much of bebarkati in there, so much of wrong things that happen, and it goes on a bigger scale. Even so much so that now our, for example, hips khatams also. We can have it in a masjid, we have got our masjid, but we will prefer some other venue. So all this perverted thinking that comes into a person causes this, that we see that they were getting ni'mat of Jannah, and instead of that they preferred the things of this dunya. In front Allah Ta'ala says that told them, ihbitu misran, ihbitu hubut, that is from a high place go down to a low place. And yet it refers you people were in the high place of eating the ni'mats of Jannah, you went down to eating the ni'mats of this dunya. There are also ni'mats of Allah in this dunya, but compared to the ni'mats of Jannah. So therefore, the lesson for us to take here is that we should make sure we have an Islamic environment where we have to, because of work, etc., we are caught up with non-Muslims in a work environment. But then as soon as we come home, our clothes we should change, and we should come to the masjid, spend time in the masjid, try as much time as possible to go out in jamaat, spend our time with righteous and pious people so that we can wash away the effects of that, and Islamic environment can overtake our mind. And we can think properly Islamically. Otherwise we see that we have given so much preference and so much importance to man-made laws compared to the laws of Allah. And we prefer theirs and we enforce their laws instead of the laws of Allah Ta'ala. All this is because we're just listening to them and we start thinking like them and we start promoting their ideas even. May Allah give us proper understanding, and our life is not for this dunya, it is for akhirat. And if we are not preparing for akhirat, dunya's life of everyone, even an animal's life, is going to get finished. That is not the important thing. The important thing is how we're going to fare in the akhirah, which is forever and which is the real life. Then we will realize that this was just a dream life of this dunya. May Allah give us proper understanding and let us understand our deen and be in the environment of deen so that we can have the proper influence in our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana.